fellow Homo sapiens. Welcome to Tipsy Taxonomy, where the animal info is strong, but the drinks are stronger.
Grab yourself a beverage, sit back, relax, and get tipsy with us while we talk taxonomy.
Bottoms up!
Hi,
Happy Thanksgiving
Albert.
Week.
Happy Thanksgiving week. We already celebrated Thanksgiving, kind of.
You and I did, yeah.
Yeah, we made a nice little feast. It was good.
It was really good.
We bought honeyed ham.
We still have leftovers.
I was in charge of getting the honeyed ham, and not sure I went with a more expensive
one. Got sold.
I got sold, but it was really good. So, it was for the greater good.
So, welcome. Jay, what are you drinking?
Cutwater, lime, tequila, margarita.
Me too. Made in San Diego.
Oh, I like San Diego. I've never been,
actually. Cutwater tequila with natural orange, lime, and triple sec flavors.
Fun fact, I've never been to San Diego.
I have.
You know it's German for whale's vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that Sex Panther works 60% of the time, it works all the time?
Mm-hmm. 60% of the time, it works all the time.
Also, I love lamp.
So this is our Anchorman themed episode.
No, Thanksgiving themed.
Yay!
You have a correction.
Uh-oh, what's my correction?
In the last episode about elephants, you said they had like 4,000 muscles in their trunks.
Yeah.
But then according to the World Wildlife Fund quiz that we posted, which I'm going to trust more than you.
I got 40,000.
They have over 150,000.
Yeah, see, I saw 40,000 originally.
I'm going to trust World Wildlife Fund more than you.
Okay, that's fine. Is that Buzz getting into trouble?
I think he's just sniffing.
Oh, he better be.
No.
So, anyway, on to the episode. So
our family of the day is... Fascianidae!
Woo, woo.
That is the game bird family.
Yep.
So my gobble, 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 gobble that was like, you thought there was a turkey in our little room... I was going to say studio, but it's not like we have a studio.
Maybe we'll get a little sign that calls us the studio. We'll get one of those light up, like, recording or on
Ooh,
air.
Ooh, so the dogs know not to bark.
Mm-hmm.
We'll teach them to read.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jordan, what is your species of the day?
I went with the Tibetan snowcock.
I want to see your snowcock. Cock, cock.
Originally, I was going to do the Caucasian snowcock, but there wasn't enough information on them, so I opted for the Tibetan version.
Are you going to ask what I did?
Zoe, what did you do?
The wild turkey.
Oh.
In theme for Thanksgiving. Which is going to be in a few days once we post this.
Yeah, that's true.
Hope everyone is safe and smart about Thanksgiving. Current California guidelines are... No gatherings with more than 3 households or more than 12 people.
So if you have 11 people, you're perfectly fine. No masks, right?
No.
Oh.
Still practice safe social distancing. Get tested before you go.
You mean Corona understands that 11 is different than 12?
Shut up. Stay outside if you can. If you have to be inside, keep your windows open for air circulation.
Yeah, just be safe,
y'all. Be safe and smart. Jordan and I are trying to get married next year, so don't fuck it up for us. Also, people have died. Don't make more people die.
Okay.
Anyways, Fascianidae.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Animalia, phylum Chordata, class Aves. It's a bird. Order Galliformes.
It's a bird.
And family is Fascianidae.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go first, Jordy?
No, all you.
Okay. Mine is the wild turkey. The scientific name is Meleagris gallopavo.
Whoa.
So kingdom Animalia, phylum Chordata, class Aves. Order Galliformes, family Fascianidae, genus Meleagris, species Meleagris gallopavo. It is one of only 2 extant turkey species. The other one is found, I believe, in like Central America type of area. So I chose the one that we would find in our area.
Perhaps the ones that attack locals.
Oh my gosh. Our... So Jordan and I are from Davis, and literally there's like gangs of turkeys.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's like videos of people getting attacked while they're trying to...
And like neighborhood battles, because like some people, like one neighbor will be like, oh, they're so cute, I'm going to feed them. And then the other neighbor like just gets their house destroyed.
Yeah.
Fun times. But yeah, so
turkeys suck. I'm just gonna be upfront.
They
about
are
it.
Also the same species as the domestic turkey, which is what we eat. Maybe at some point, because of breeding and stuff, they'll become separate species or a subspecies. But as of right now, science says that they are. Science says, get it instead of survey says.
Got it.
They're the same species as the domestic turkey, which is the one that we eat, which is why I chose this for the week of Thanksgiving. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you, pineapple. Didn't work. She still sneezed.
I covered my nose and mouth, though.
RIP headphone users.
Probably. Sorry. location, as I said, they're native to North America. So they're mostly, like, all over the East Coast and the Midwest. And then they've got small pockets in SoCal and NorCal, as Jordan and I know from childhood.
Okay, because I was about to ask how they...
Yeah, like, it's not all of California. It's literally, like, a pocket from, like, L.A. to San Diego, and then a pocket, like, where we grew up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Habitat wise,
I'm surprised they're not more in like Oregon and Washington. And
yeah,
such.
I don't know.
Maybe they are. Who knows?
Maybe it has to do with what predators live in Oregon and Washington.
Maybe.
I don't know. They prefer hardwood or mixed conifer hardwood forests. As long as there's like scattered, they like scattered openings, like pastures or fields or marshes and stuff like that. But they're pretty adaptable to different plant communities. So it's not like as long as they have like covered areas and then open areas, like they don't need specific types of trees.
Gotcha.
Or plants or anything like that.
Huh.
Looks wise, they are the heaviest member of the Galliformes order. They have long reddish yellow or grayish green legs. Their wings are kind of small, which is typical of Galliformes. Most of them don't have super, super, like we don't have great flyers in this order.
Wait, what else is in the Galliformes order?
Other members of Phasianidae and other families.
Duh.
Whoops. Their wingspan is between 4'1" and 4'9", so pretty small. Their body feathers are mostly black with sometimes a coppery sheen. For males, this is a lot more complex. Adult males are called toms or gobblers. I think that sounds... I'll have to listen to that back, but in my head, that sounds, like, spot on.
That sounded pretty good. I'll give you that. I'll give you that win.
Toms weigh between 11 and 24 pounds. They are large. Their head is red and it's featherless and it's big. They also have a red throat and red wattles. Their head also has what's called caruncles, which are like, they're like fleshy growths. And when they're like sexy, sexy time, the caruncles, the throat, and the wattles all engorge with blood and become like so big that they can't even like see.
Interesting.
Yeah. And ladies so are like, instead... oh, he's blind. I like it.
So... for humans, when we get excited, blood goes somewhere else.
Well, also
for them, is this that like is this their version?
I guess kind of.
Of,
but like, it's not like they use their.
What? Are you good?
Yeah, sorry. This is strong.
Oh,
it's been a while since Tequila and I hung out. I love her, but she hurts me.
Oh.
Their tail fan is also equal length feathers. That's compared to young males, which are called jakes. They're under a year old, and they have
hear
not...
that State Farm? You got a turkey.
Their tail fan isn't fully developed, so it's longer feathers in the middle, longer feathers in the middle, shorter on the outside. So if you see a male that's all fluffed up and his feathers are all the same length, like it's a perfect fan, then it's going to be like an adult male. Males also have a beard tuft of modified feathers that are like really, really thin and they kind of look like hair and it grows from their breasts. So like of the two Davis turkey gangs, one of them has like, all, like I would like my mom and I would call them like the Ties and the Not Ties. And we thought it was like a gang war. We were going to make like a West Side Story
the ties?
Documentary. Like they look like they have neckties. And so that's the beard. Females can't have it. So that's why like one of the gangs of turkeys, all of them had them. And so I guess it's just that the females had them because they're in a gang together. They continued the bearding or the neckties, if you will.
Interesting.
Yeah. The males also have a fleshy flap over the bill that's called a snood.
A snood.
And that also engorges with blood. But yeah, it like their skin on their face and over their bill and stuff all like gets so swollen with blood that they, like, can't even see.
Interesting.
So that seems like not a great idea, but whatever.
And do the women have anything, or females have similar?
No. So that brings me into my next topic.
That's good why job. I asked it. Mm-hmm.
There is strong sexual dimorphism. So males are larger. Their feathers have more colors. They can be like red, purple, green, bronze, copper, gold.
Their bright colors
are also a sign of good health. So females are more likely to choose a male that's got lots of bright colors, because if you think about it, like, if you're hurting for, it's the same thing with humans, like, if you're hurting for nutrients, the first thing to go is like reproduction, but also like coat color. Not humans, I guess you don't call it, but like, you know, it's like
coach
a healthy
color
coat.
Oh.
Like, your hair is going to get dull if you don't have a lot of nutrients. If you see a dog that's, like, a stray dog, usually, like, no matter what color they are, they're kind of, like, a matte,
I mean, I've seen
color.
Both of our boys straight out of the shelter, so.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, Albert got, like, way shinier.
You're beautiful.
Their hair, feathers, or whatever gets more vibrant when they're in good health. So, for a turkey, it's going to be super sexy to have bright colors because it means they're in good health. To the lady turkeys, not to me, just to set that record straight.
Okay.
The females
apparently Zoe
are,
has a turkey fetish.
The females are called hens, and they weigh between 5.5 and 11.9 pounds. So, reminder, the males were 11 to 24 pounds.
Can we call them Darlas? Can we start a petition for that?
Sure.
Because why are there Toms and Jakes and it's hens?
I don't know.
Like, why don't they get a fun
I don't
name?
Know.
I want Toms, Jakes,
their
and
feathers,
Darlas.
Regardless of their health, their feathers are going to be duller colors, so brown and gray. Guess, without looking at my notes, guess how many feathers a turkey has?
5,000 to 6,000.
I hate you. You looked at my notes.
I didn't look just now, but I saw that earlier.
Yeah, I hate you.
I didn't read what it was about, but I read the 5,000 to 6,000.
You're the
I was
worst.
Like,
you're the worst.
That's going to have significance at some point.
Behavior-wise, so do you, when you think of, I'm not even going to ask you questions. I'm trying to like make
banter. Fine. Let me go to my notes.
And you're looking at my notes. Do you think that turkeys can fly? Are they known for flying?
They can fly. They're not known for it, though.
So,
I think it's going to be similar to probably peacocks, where it's like very short distances.
So, right? Unlike domestic turkeys, wild turkeys are actually fairly agile and fast flyers, but they usually stay close to the ground. So, you're not going to see them like soaring through the sky.
That's almost creepier.
But like, they're,
I know. I almost hate that more.
I know, me too.
Like, you're walking through the forest, one's like maybe like 6 or 7 feet high, just flapping away.
And
that,
they usually
that'd be more
go
frightening.
They usually go no more than 400 meters.
Do they have talons?
They got claws.
Turkeys have large talons.
They also have really good eyesight during the day, but it's really bad at night. So because the eyesight is poor at night, they won't really see a predator.
Eyesight comes out at night.
The
eyesight goes away at night.
So they won't, like, at night they won't see a predator until it's, like, on top of them killing them. So they head to the trees at night and roost about 16 meters up, which is why they want to be in areas with open land, but then also trees, because they need that tree coverage. And they sleep in numbers because it's safer.
Yep. That's
and because
they That's what my snowcocks do.
But because they aren't great, they're not like long distance flyers, they don't migrate. Because they're found in like Maine and stuff, like super up north where it snows and
I'm so curious how they got here. How did they get to California? If they're mostly on like predominantly on the East Coast and Midwest.
Probably for farming. And then from them we did the domestic ones.
But, like, the ones that's just roaming around, like, our hometown.
Maybe I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Huh.
Some hippie lady decided she wanted turkeys and then released them.
Maybe.
Why is there a colony of invasive lionfish living off of the coast of Florida? Because people want them and then don't want them.
Fair.
So they also, because they can't migrate, they roost in big trees when it's snowing in the winter. Because they're found in places with, like, blizzards and stuff. So to deal with that, they roost in the trees that are, like, really, really big, so they have a little bit more, like,
shelter
cover.
Warm.
Yeah. They have many types of vocalizations. So, I demonstrated. They can also cluck, put, purr, yelp, cut, whine, cackle, and kiki.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding inside me?
Cool.
So they're
so
dogs
the,
and Drake is what I got from that.
Can be heard a mile away. And it's
what?
Males letting females know that they are present.
Wait,
hey,
a
yo,
mile.
A mile away.
Like, does it have extra, like, wavelengths going with it or something? Like, that doesn't make sense.
I think it's just loud as fuck.
But when I hear the go, it's not that loud.
I don't know.
Because it seems like...
It travels well.
There's got to be some weird wavelengths involved.
Sure. If you want to get your PhD in turkey wavelengths...
To our audience members, if anyone's a...
A
scholar on, I guess, what, sound waves of turkey specifically?
Sure.
Or, you know, if you want to do a dissertation on it, it'd be cool. Since we only have audience members that are scholars.
We've made 35 cents on our ads.
We are loaded, baby!
And sponsor your PhD dissertation.
Yeah, no, we can pay for it. Well, 35 cents of it.
They also have a low-pitched, like, drumming sound, which is them moving air in the air sacs of the chest. So that's more males. Because they've got lots of air sacs to, like, help them puff out and stuff. They'll also spit, which is a large expulsion of air from the air sac. And I think it's probably for, like, intimidation.
I was imagining, like, camel spit or something.
No, so birds actually don't have saliva.
That's okay. A camel spitting.
Females don't gobble a lot, but they will yelp to let males know where they are. So the male will be like, and females like,
like a damsel in distress.
Adult and young males will also yelp sometimes, but it's not as common.
Interesting.
Their social structure, you'll like this.
I don't like turkeys.
Males are polygamous.
Hell,
we like those.
Yeah. Let's go. Do your thing, baby.
As everyone I think is aware, their sexual display is puffing out the feathers, spreading their tails, dragging their wings, aka strutting their stuff.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Catch me in the club, really feathering my feathers and puffing out my chest.
I feel like
chest.
The opposite of guys, because if guys are trying to, like, look sexy, they're going to, like, flex their muscles, but these ones are like, I'm going to be big, but, like, in a different way. Like,
no, you puff out your chest,
I guess that's true.
You clench your butt cheeks for whatever reason.
Courtship
We don't have the feathers, but, you know.
Courtship time is March and April, because they're still flocked together from the cold winter. And then after mating, females find nest sites. Their nests are usually shallow dirt depressions with woody vegetation.
You're a shallow
so it's like
dirt
on the ground.
Impression.
The hens lay 10 to 14 eggs per clutch.
10
but
to
14? It's like, yeah, but it's like one egg per day. So they'll like lay for about 2 weeks and then they sit on the eggs for 28 days.
I'm now imagining like they're lost in the woods and they're using their eggs to find their way back.
Jesus.
Like, you know when people drop breadcrumbs or something? They're like,
people, like that's a common thing. You mean Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Their poults or chicks are precocial and, I have a new term, nidifugous.
What?
So that's commonly used with precocial, but they're kind of synonyms. It basically means, like, they leave the nest shortly after hatching. So precocial is, like, they're born and they're, like, ready to rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so nidifugous is kind of, like, I guess, like, a specific bird version because it has to do with, like, leaving the nest. So... Nidus is Latin for nest. Fugere is Latin for to flee. So it means to flee the nest. Diet, they are opportunistically omnivorous. So there was like a massive list of the things that they eat. Basically, nuts, seeds, grains, berries, but then they'll also eat small reptiles, large insects, and then they actually...
I'm a little turkey, so like berries and cream.
Like a lot of birds, actually, they'll eat sand and small gravel, which travels down to their gizzard and helps them digest and break down food. Because obviously they don't have teeth, they're like just pushing all their food down their throat, and then it gets ground up in their stomach, which is their gizzard. A gizzard's like the birdie version of a stomach.
Yeah. Because they have the crop and then the gizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And the crop is
not
where they
hold...
Not
all birds have a crop, though.
And they hold rocks in there.
In the gizzard.
No, in the crop.
Not all birds have a crop. Jesus Christ.
We're good.
Predators-wise,
by the way, that noise was an Angry Orchard pear being opened with my Infinity Gauntlet bottle opener that one of my old coworkers gave me. You know who you are. I love you dearly.
Predators, largest predator is humans. There was a big, like, history of humans, like, almost...
Oh, thank God one of us has a humans ruin everything.
It wouldn't be an episode of Tipsy without it. But no, right now they're doing okay, but, like, in the past, humans would, like, wipe them out almost to the point of extinction, and then, like, lay off for a little bit, and then do it again, and then lay off for a little bit.
So that sounds so fun and anxiety driving.
Predators of their eggs and young, though, are raccoons, Virginia opossums, striped skunks, gray foxes, groundhogs, rodents, spotted skunks, and bears, like some black bears. Predators of just the young, not the eggs. Several types of snakes, rat snakes, gopher snakes, pine snakes. And their avian predators are raptors, so like bald eagle, barred owl, red-shouldered the hawk, cool red-tailed hawk, white-tailed hawk, Harris hawk, Cooper's hawk, broad-winged hawk.
So, I don't think we prefaced this. I hate birds. I hate them, especially turkeys. So, like...
But you like raptors.
Oh, I love... That's what I was getting to. Oh, okay. I love raptors.
Got it. Okay.
I think they're so badass.
Okay.
They got the large talons.
Okay. You're on about the talons today.
I love talons.
That's
what makes them cool.
Their other predators are domestic dogs and cats, wolves, bobcats, and the American alligator.
Wait, cats?
Like, yeah, bobcats. Domestic cats.
Domestic cats mess everything up. Those things are insane.
They wipe out entire species.
They're when was it? I read some articles like they're the biggest driver of extinction for like small birds.
Oh, and I'm blanking on it, but there was some island that it was like a priest lived there and he or like a monk or something, and he brought his cat with him.
I think
and
it was the on, cat wiped was it out. Hawaii?
No, it was near Hawaii, but it wasn't Hawaii.
Interesting.
But it like I want to say it was like in the Galapagos, and like the cat literally single-handedly wiped out an entire species of bird.
Yeah, no, cats are unbelievable.
Awful. Keep your cats inside, please.
Yeah, get dogs. Cool. Look, we got our two dummies
some
over
fun
here.
Facts about turkeys. They play a significant role in Native American tribe cultures.
Mm-hmm.
The eggs and meat were a large source of food, and the feathers have roles in rituals and headgears of many tribes. So some tribes wore turkey feather cloaks. The Caddo tribe has a turkey dance. Turkey is one of the Navajo tribe's sacred birds. And the turkey clan is one of three Lenape clans. So it's like a whole clan called turkey.
Interesting.
So that is turkeys. Think about that while you eat. Fun fact also about eating.
Oh.
Turkeys don't have, like everyone says like, oh, I'm so sleepy after eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Tryptophan.
Must be the tryptophan. No. You'd have
well,
to eat,
I
like,
don't
a
think
lethal,
your average person is going to say, eat. Oh, it must be the tryptophan.
Literally every Thanksgiving, someone in my family is like, oh, I'm so sleepy, that turkey tryptophan.
Well, your family's also a bit different. I love your family.
But
they're turkey, the type to bring
literally, you're tired after eating Thanksgiving dinner because you're a fat shit and you ate a ton of food. I'm calling myself out, too, so I'm not being rude. But literally, like, nothing. Like, there's not... You'd have to eat, like, a lethal amount of turkey to have so much tryptophan that it makes you fall asleep.
So tryptophan does have a sleeping property, but right. not enough
to
in turkey for it to be...
Yeah.
You're
tired after
you
eating
eat
because you ate too much.
So if you're feeling sleepy...
It's because you ate too much. It's
hey,
not...
Hey, no judgment, blame, though, because
no
that's going to be me. Absolutely.
No judgment. You can blame the turkey if you want to.
Hey, catch me with
just
the mashed
know,
potatoes.
Just know... You're sleepy because you ate too much, not because of the turkey.
Catching with the mashed potatoes and pecan pie.
Pecan?
It's really good.
No.
Yeah, it's like enough sweetness where it's like, this is good. Yeah, no, I mess with pecan
no,
pie.
No, that sounds
I mean, pumpkin's
disgusting.
The obvious. Disgusting. You got pumpkin, apple, and pecan. Those are the best ones. Oh, there goes Buzz. Oh, there goes Albert.
Bye, guys. Oh, welcome back.
Oh, hi, boys.
All right, on to your...
The snowcocks.
Why did I want to start singing Nightman and Dayman from Sunny in Philadelphia?
Nightman, what a
snow cocks.
They need to release the new
enemy
season.
Of the Caucasian cocks.
Oh wow, we're remixing. I like it. There we go. So we're talking about Tetraogallus tibetanus. So like tetanus,
Tibet anus.
Tibet. I made that joke yesterday while I was doing these gnomes.
Well, I wasn't there. I'm funny.
No, you were there, too. You stole my thunder. But Tetraogallus tibetanus, or Tibet anus, or Tibetanus, is the Tibetan snowcock.
Okay.
They're Animalia cordata avis galliformis fascinidae Tetraogallus.
Fascianidae.
So they're these like smaller little birds, but
like what numbers? What does that mean?
Well, they're smaller than the Himalayan snowcock, which we're all familiar with.
Oh, yes, the Himalayan snowcock. I understand completely.
Yeah, so they're a little bit smaller than those. I'm glad you know.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have numbers for this. They're small little birds.
Okay, like 12, 13?
Like, think of maybe small little turkeys. Like a turkey before it's full size, but like smaller. Or like, you know what? Think of a puffin. Right? Think of a puffin. Like, you know how they're like kind of small to medium size?
Have you ever seen a puffin in real life?
I want to.
Okay.
Have you seen their beaks? They're so interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway,
when my family
we digress. Did you see a puffin?
No, they had all of their, like, instead of saying, like, no smoking with, like, the cigarette and the cross, like, the crossing it out, it says no puffin. And it has a picture of a puffin smoking.
Really? Interesting. Anyway, onto the Tibetan snowcock. So, they got a gray head and a neck, a white patch behind their eyes, which is, what was the fancy word? Something ocular.
Post-ocular.
That's exactly what it is. They have a post-ocular patch behind their eye, which is white, and it goes down the neck a little bit. Like, it's like a sick...
It's like a cat eye, some eyeliner.
Yeah.
Sassy.
Exactly. And then their chin, throat, and breast are white.
It's just like me.
Two gray bands on their chest. So, like, they go, like... Except those are nipples
like
bands?
I don't know. Bands that make her dance.
You need to see a doctor if your nipples are like bands.
Bands that make her dance.
They have a brown tail, legs, and beak are a bit reddish. So they're like kind of colorful, but like on kind of a dull
like
side
a dull
of colors.
Colorful, yeah.
Like gray, they're white,
no
and red.
They're no turkeys.
and then they're not really sexually dimorphic, except for the females have buff.
The females are in the buff?
They're in the buff. But only in their postocular patch and blackish buff spots on the other parts of the body.
I'll show you my buff spots.
And then the other thing, and this is a fun term, tarsal spurs. The ladies don't have that.
Buzz is currently taking his mattress outside of his bed frame, rearranging some furniture. He's acting like he buried something under there, but he hasn't gotten a bone in a while.
What is happening?
He's rearranging.
Oh.
Oh, I know. He's making a nest. I hope people like this play-by-play.
Oh, bless you.
You were describing it pretty well. Good job. Keep going.
Yeah, no, you're good, Buzz. Yeah, nope. Keep going.
He's smushing his face into the mattress and digging and digging and digging.
I think we should try to capture a video of this at some point for the audience and post it to the Instagram.
Okay, we'll
post it
to
the Grom.
Oh, he's done. Right. Okay.
Oh, good boy,
Anyways,
Buzz.
Back to the cock.
So...
Excuse me, Tibetan stool.
The ladies don't have tarsal spurs. I know.
Do you know what those are?
They're little, like, bloop on the back of their...
So, like, the tarsals are the bones...
Almost
of
like our calves. Like, on humans, it'd be, like, if we had, like, a little spur
on... The tarsals
are,
like, the mini bones in your foot. Like, under your ankle.
Yeah.
They make up your feet.
So, they don't have tarsal spurs. Yeah.
Okay.
Habitat.
Do males use the tarsal spurs to, like, fight each other?
Okay, snowcocks don't have much information. All
right, you chose a winner.
Here's why. Because, and we're jumping ahead here, their threat level, they're fine. No one really cares about them.
Same with the wild turkey.
Literally, humans don't
threat level? No.
They are of the most least concern. That's how... So, like, yeah, no, there's not much study on...
Our dogs make out.
Yeah.
Can anyone help? Like, I've heard of one dog licking the other dog's mouth as, like, a sign of, like, submission, but, like, ours
this
lick each other's
like
tongues.
This is more of, like, a Buzz and Albert episode. Can we do an episode on
about
Buzz and
German
Albert
Shepherds
specifically?
German Shepherds and Schnauzers?
I'm so down.
Okay, I'm down, too.
Okay, cool. We'll do that. So be prepared, audience.
Be prepared.
But they're located in the alpine pastures, snowy ridges above the tree lines.
Okay.
And then those are specifically in the Pamirs of Tajikistan, Himalayas, Tibet, and China. Which if we have any listeners in China, you might not think Tibet's a thing, but in terms of Wikipedia,
I don't think
it
we
is.
Have any listeners in China, so.
Well, all right. Well, maybe if we do, if we end up expanding our reach. Yeah, so,
for sure.
This is all based off of my internet knowledge and such.
I thought you said we were experts.
Yeah, no, we're so experts. I got it from my books from schooling.
Ah,
all the schooling books. I did on specifically the Tibetan snowcocks.
Your books, sure.
Anyway, they have overlapping areas with the Himalayan snowcocks.
Uh-oh.
But then they're also distinctly separated. Oh. So they'll have like their own little unique location. Think of it like a Venn diagram of the Himalayan ones and Tibet.
I like Venn diagrams. Like, of the diagrams, one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, Venn diagrams are cool. I like... Bar charts are cool.
Mm. Pie graphs.
They're all right. In theme of Thanksgiving, they're great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a good old pie chart.
All right, continuing on.
Anyway, so they prefer the
sometimes
higher...
Sometimes the cocks like to mingle.
Yeah, at some point, yes. But they prefer higher elevations than the Himalayan snowcocks.
Okay.
So it's like, think of a big old mountain slope.
Yeah. The Tibetan ones are going to be higher. I understand what elevation is.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Their diet, it didn't talk much about it, but they're mostly just foragers.
Okay.
So I'm assuming they're probably going to go for like small little like insects and probably minimal vegetation,
seeds and stuff. Yeah.
But like they primarily hang out in low vegetation areas. So I don't know how much like seed and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe roots.
Is. Maybe. So
a shrubbery.
Yeah, unfortunately there wasn't much information on them. But there was a lot of information on their kind of their life, how they live. So
what about, do we have a fun reproduction?
Let's see, we've had Bing Bong and the Ding Dong.
Uh-huh, Zoink and the Boink. Boink and the Zoink. Woohoo in the hoo-hoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thanks.
Put their dingle in the Pringle. I don't know.
Could work.
Maybe. We could work with that.
Yeah.
We'll run with that.
I like woohoo in the hoo-hoo.
Woo, yoo-hoo. It'd be funny if we were like doing a like a Nordic type animal or something. Just because they go yoo-hoo. Or like a Switzerland.
Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
Yoo-hoo. Don't come after us, Disney. So they move around in these coves.
Coveys,
which is like just little groups.
How do you spell that?
Coveys. So they'll move around in those. And
interesting.
Then, yeah, so they're very big on the like group mentality. So they do a lot of resting during the day and feeding during the day. And so they'll have specific ones that are deemed as like sentries. So they'll be on
like
the lookout.
Meerkats.
So they'll be on the lookout
why
and like
do a meerkat episode.
And they'll make like these lot like loud noises and no, they're snowcocks, not turkeys. So they'll make these noises and stuff to alert the others of like, oh snap, we got predators coming.
Like red ruff lemurs.
Kind of, yeah. One thing, why did I put this in their reproductive? It's their look. They look fat. Like, they look like they need to lose some weight, but they can fly.
Like
so,
turkeys.
Their flying's kind of weird. It seems primarily short distances and mostly to evade predators and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like turkeys.
So, they're believed to be monogamous.
Good.
And they lay 4 to 6 eggs.
As the Lord intended.
But the, oh. Maybe.
Well, depending on what lord you believe in.
Yeah, there's over 3,000, so.
Well, and like some people think that the Lord wants them to fucking.
That's part of the 3,000.
Book of Mormon. Now we are fucking.
It's always going into a dramatic theater version of the episode, so we're going to switch gears to their nests are minimal. And they're usually just located underneath, like, stone or brush or kind of, like, just very, it's very simple. Mostly because they move, it seems like they move a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have these groups and stuff and with predators and everything.
Mm-hmm.
During their incubation period, when the females are incubating, the males will also become basically sentries and just looking out for the nests and everything. Parents will accompany the brood.
How nice of them.
Mm-hmm. Females have been known to form foraging groups. Uh-huh. So the ladies will get together and they'll do their little, like, ooh, girl, their trash talking sesh, if you will, or something.
Not that we're stereotyping women.
No, but just like, I'm imagining almost like an HOA group. But
you say a lot about HOA groups, but you've never been part of one.
I've never been a part of one. I'm mostly going off of Fresh Off the Boat, that show. Yeah. And then they're very group oriented again, and just with the sentinels and everything.
But it's not like a formal like family group or anything. It's more just like numbers.
Not to my knowledge. I'm assuming it's just mostly numbers and like, okay, hey, this is my squad. I'm watching out for them. Threat level, they're fine. Yeah. Least concern. Humans aren't an issue with these ones, mostly because we don't want to go as high up as they are.
Yeah.
Fun facts, they have these calls for in the morning and night, but are typically quiet during the middle of the day.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you think, based off of like, if we're going to, you know, personify them, it would be like humans where we're more quiet at night, louder during the day, but they're the opposite. Mm-hmm. The sentry's alerts are more of these like loud, prolonged whistles. Mm-hmm. And then they rest and feed during the day. So that's all I got on the Tibetan snowcock. There wasn't much information.
It's fine. It's still a species I'd never heard of, and now I know more than I did.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm pulling up
three quizzes
not related to our birds,
related
per se.
Related to
Thanksgiving. So.
And these will be on the notes for friends and family and fans to do, right?
Correctamundo. Which you will find them on
www.tipsytaxonomy.com.
I did it.
Jordan,
I got it updated in time.
Finally updated.
I'm even ahead.
TIPSYTAXONOMY.
.com.
.com. Instagram and Twitter at Tipsy Taxonomy. Facebook /Tipsy Taxonomy. Motherfucker.
Whoa.
You want to email us? tipsytaxonomy@gmail.com.
You excited, Albert. So,
okay, let's do the what classic Thanksgiving food matches your personality. I'll take it and then you take it, okay?
Okay.
Because like, we'll do it at the same time. What time are you eating dinner? 3 p.m. is usually when my family does dinner because we eat outside.
Mm-hmm.
Choose a table look. I'm going to choose the one with the cute, it's got like a blue plate like you and I have. And then
top
it's
right?
Got like a, yeah, it's got like a brown napkin and some cinnamon and a leaf.
Can't you just say top right?
Well, I'm describing it for the fans. Oh, wait, there's more that I didn't see. No, I still choose the same one. Which one are you choosing?
Who do you usually spend Thanksgiving with?
Family.
Oh. What's the weather?
Usually it's pretty warm. We go to like the Central Coast. I'm going to say sunny because it's not always warm, but it's always sunny.
Okay, sunny.
Well,
what are you most thankful for?
Right now, I'm thankful for my job, seeing as though a lot of people don't have ones this year.
So, I will select job.
Oh, I've been taking this for me.
Oh.
I thought you were taking this for you.
I didn't really. Oh.
Yeah, start yours
over.
I'm starting mine over,
y'all.
Okay, catch up to me. What time does your family eat dinner? My family eats dinner at 3 p.m. because we eat outside.
Table look. Oh, the one.
What time does your family eat dinner?
Then? Like 2 to 3?
Which pie one? There's two with pies. One with a cut into pie and one with a whole pie.
Yeah, we're already digging into that.
All right.
Pie,
and it's got like challah bread or something. Who do you usually spend Thanksgiving with? Family.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather for you?
It's kind of cold in Davis.
Mine's sunny because we go to the Central Coast. Like, but sometimes cold, so that's why I did sunny instead of warm.
For my family.
My intelligence is one of the options.
Psych, last question.
What are you drinking? I'm drinking wine, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Gravy? What did you get?
Pumpkin pie?
Yours is better. Here's the description. I'm like gravy. You are an appreciative person who would do anything for your family and friends. You love when people remember the little things about you and can make you laugh. I agree with the second sentence, but not the one about doing anything for me. Oh, I guess I would do like a lot of things for them. Maybe not anything, though.
You are like pumpkin pie. You are ready for an adventure and love to be outdoors. Although people think you're a little spicy sometimes.
Spicy?
You're always super sweet to others. I'm a little spicy. I guess
that's true. Okay, now let's do which office character are you based on your Thanksgiving preferences.
Which event are you watching on TV?
You're watching football. You're I'm watching football. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Which appetizer are you serving? What? Why is turkey in the quote?
I don't know. Maybe they make them look like turkeys?
Crackers and cheese.
Choose a side dish. Mashed potatoes. Choose a dessert. Pumpkin pie. Doesn't a la mode just mean it comes with ice cream? Which game are you playing after dinner? Cards Against Humanity with my family.
We have the same answer. We're Jim.
I'm Jim.
We had all of the same
answers. You watch football. I watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. It's almost like we're meant to be together.
Oh my God.
Okay, last
Jim
quiz.
Jim is with himself.
Last quiz. Let's see which Thanksgiving dish matches your personality based on decorations you buy at Wayfair. Okay.
Oh, I thought this was a fun one for you.
Yeah. Pick an art canvas. Probably the one that's, it's like an abstract. It's not really of anything. It's just a lot of autumn colors.
That's what I was going to go with.
For you or for me?
For me.
Pick a wreath. What wreath would you choose? Describe it. Wait, that's the one I was going to. So it's like fall colored leaves, and then it also has like gourds and pumpkins and things. Pick a tablecloth. Which one would you choose, Jordan? I don't really like any of them.
I'm going to go, again, top left. Tried and true. I think you're going to go with bottom left.
Yeah, yours is like a weird, like it's very, very large plaid and it's got like patterns inside the box.
Well, you know what? Yours is Scottish.
Mine's like a smaller plaid.
No, yours is Scottish.
Oh!
No, the dogs.
It looks like they're wearing tutus, but they're wearing like turkey tails. Buzz, I know. We're excited about the gobble gobble dogs. So what centerpiece would you pick then? I'm going to do the candle with, like, fall foliage on the bottom.
That's what I was going to pick.
I hate you. Which picture? Did you pick the Dobble Dobble Dogs pillow?
I did. I don't like any of the others.
Pick a placemat. Which placemat would you pick?
Well, okay, wait. Going back to the pillows, I actually kind of like the bottom left.
The very, like, basic Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's definitely one that your mom would pick out, I think. Like, it looks, like, traditional and happy and cozy.
I might go with that one. That gives me better
vibes.
Okay,
pick a placemat.
Placemat. I hate bottom right.
Nah, that's the one I chose.
Are you kidding?
It's got like scalloped edges and
yeah,
it's
that's
like
horrible.
I just like the color. I like the white versus like the really all the other ones are really dark.
I think I'm gonna go scarecrow.
I thought you would. It's got like sunflowers and a happy scarecrow.
Pick something
random. Not the Thanksgiving shower curtain. That's weird. I think I'm gonna go with the turkey like bread like bowl.
I was gonna go with the coffee mug.
I got corn.
I'm turkey.
You are the parent of your You're extremely protective of your family and you always do the right thing. I'm fucking boring.
You got...
First I'm Tantar, then I'm Corn.
I got Turkey. You're the life of the party.
No!
Enter the room. All eyes are on
This is Tantar
you.
And Horton all over again.
Tantar?
Remember I was Tantar in the elephant quiz because I'm like nervous about things. I hate this. But I do love corn. I love corn. I love corn. I love corn.
Well, I'm the fun one, apparently.
I love corn.
I'm the life of the
party. Ooh, let's see which Harry Potter character you are based on your...
Let's close out the episode.
Just really fast.
No, let's close out the episode before you do that. I'm going to close out the episode.
Pick a drink. No!
Thank you for listening to Tipsy Taxonomy. www.tipsytaxonomy.com.
Canned cranberries.
Zoe, stop. tipsytaxonomy.com. I don't care what Harry Potter character you are. Be safe. Have fun. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We love you. Continue listening.
Wait, just wait. I'm Hagrid.
Bye. Bye. He lives in a straw hut, so it works out perfectly.
It doesn't?
Yeah, he does. It's a straw hut.
It's got a straw roof.
Anyway.
Bye.
We love y'all. Bye. Be safe.
I wish I could do a Hagrid impersonation right now.
Harry.
I shouldn't have said that. Should not have said that.
Harry.
Shouldn't have said that. Brum, brum, should brum. Not have said that. He's my brother. Grop.
With that,
Aragorn.
Catch us on social media.
That one was good.
We're planning on taking a break.
We're taking a break.
Yep. For the holiday season, we're going to be separated for it, so...
Potentially, we're not quite sure. We have to figure out how to do it safely.
So, we're going to be taking a week off.
Yep.
And then we will be back in full swing, so...
Woo-woo!
Yes.
Distance just makes the heart grow fonder.
Maybe that'll give you guys a week to catch up on our episode. So, anyway, we love you. Bye.
Do we?